All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Matt Crinkla here from Greenius. I'm SVP of Greenius. I've been here 17 years now, and I'm actually one of the co-founders at Greenius. So to help take it from an initial idea to where we are today has just been an incredible journey. And when this topic came up, streamlining skills development and with automation in your landscape business, it really excited me because it's what we do at Greenius. It's what we spend our time fine-tuning and trying to really dial in and optimize. So I was really excited to share on this topic. So let's dig in. So I always start, if anybody's attended a couple of my live POCs, I include this slide in there, but I think it has a lot of value to bring it here today. And I really like to talk about why focus on skills development and what's really the return on investment in executing on a program like this. And obviously, health and safety is a number one priority. And we recently actually just surveyed a lot of our landscape contractors, and health and safety came back as a big value they see in having a training program. And it's a bit of a self plug here, but they also ranked Greenius really high at delivering that health and safety value. So obviously, that's a number one factor. But once you get beyond the health and safety, there's tons of benefits that really impact profits and efficiency and retention by having these skills development in these formalized training programs. So I always like to kick off with these kind of three facts just to really drive home the impact and really show the opportunity that you could be missing out on by not having that formalized training and onboarding and skills development programs here. So in the first one here, employees who feel they cannot develop in the company and fulfill their career goals are 12 times more likely to leave the company. And really, what's that saying is more than ever, companies or employees want a career at a company, not just a job. So they want to start. They want to know there's a path to higher wages, to better skills, possibly to management, possibly even a path to upper management. And they want that clearly defined and laid out. And when the employees see this process, they know they're a part of it. They can see where they're at in that process. They start to become this really sticky, loyal employee. So you're seeing a huge drop on employee turnover by having these kind of career growth and apprenticeship programs. And I'm going to talk a bit more about that as we get in there. But on the second one here, companies that invest $1,500 on training per employee can see an average of 24% more profit than companies who invest less. And now on the Greenius side of things, we're substantially less than that pricing. So that investment, we're way less. But where you really get these profit gains is you're going to see less waste, less rework, less equipment damage. You're going to see more efficient employees. One contractor I was talking to was saying that an experienced, well-trained plow operator is 40% more efficient than a new hire. So how do you get that new hire to that same level of proficiency without a plan? So by having this documented strategy, step-by-step skills development plan, you're going to speed that up. And if you look at a new employee as a zero on the scale to a super efficient employee as 100 yards on the scale. And if you look at that like a 100-yard race, by having these formalized training programs, you can start that 100-yard race at the 30-yard line or the 40-yard line. So when the gun goes off, you got a huge advantage to get to that finish line faster. And which actually leads to the third point here. In a study of more than 3,100 US workplaces, a 10% in training increased 8.6 gain in productivity, where you need employees to be as efficient as possible. And with that 30-40% turnover that we see in the landscaping industry, that means every 2 to 3 years you're turning over your staff. So within 2 years, you might not recognize any of the faces you had 2 years ago because of that turnover. So you got to have this plan in place to really ensure that that knowledge transfer is taking place across your team members so you can maintain your efficiency. And at the end of the day, you can maintain the level of service you're hoping to deliver to your clients, which is actually one of the big end goals there. So, what's automation and really how does it apply to the landscape industry, especially around training? And it's definitely around minimizing the manual labor. So, I'm going to talk a bit more about the manual side of the training efforts on the next slide, but there is things we can do to streamline that. Obviously, we want to minimize errors and increase efficiency, and again, ultimately improve the overall quality of service provided to a client, because that's really the winning formula. If your clients are getting this elite level of service and they're doing this very efficient without mistakes, without damaging equipment, and then you have a plan in place to ensure the new hires are getting to that standard as fast as possible, it's just this incredible winning formula that's just really gonna help the business grow and possibly put out future fires. I know a lot of ops managers are constantly putting out the same fires over and over and over again. And there's an opportunity to optimize that process, address it, and reduce those fires to free up their time to do more important stuff. So over the years, I was trying to figure out an exact number, but over the last 17 years, I think it's safe to say I've chatted one-on-one with over 2,000 contractors, and that's through various trade shows and events and account setups and greenest questions. And throughout that time, there's been a pattern of challenges that have developed. So I wanted to share kind of really the top four things I hear over and over and over again, just to let you know that you're not alone in your challenges of building and rolling out skills development program, that a lot of contractors are in that same boat. So number one is it's time consuming. Building those onboarding and training processes manually is a tough go. You got to have possibly, I've heard of companies hiring an in-house trainer to roll out the programs. Then you got to get them trained. You got to get them on our crew. You got to make sure they're going through that proper onboarding process. And throughout it all, you got to make sure they're operating the equipment properly. They're working safely. They have on all their proper PPE. It's just this big kind of time drain of a manual process, and we can really help automate that, and I'm going to show that a bit later. And second one, it's hard tracking progress and performance effectively. If you're doing this on paper and you have a field checklist on paper and you're doing your performance reviews on paper and those are being done in the field by crew leaders, first of all, there's a huge challenge to get that piece of paper from the crew leader's truck into the office to where that information can be actually interpreted and a plan built around it. So that's a huge challenge of just getting the crew leaders to get the paperwork into the office. And it's quite often torn, covered in mud. And as expected, right, it's a tough gig. It's a low priority for the crew leader. They got tickets to get done and jobs to get done. So that paperwork manual process gets pushed down the list. Second, or the third one here, is one-on-one job shadowing is valuable time. And when I talk to all these contractors and I say, hey, what's your training program right now? And what are you doing? And how do you onboard an employee? And almost always the number one answer is we don't really have a plan. It's just one-on-one job shadowing. So we hire a new employee on Friday. They're on their crew Monday morning. Sometimes a crew leader didn't even know the new hire was coming, and now they're expected to train and onboard them. And this crew leader is really busy. And without a plan in place, it's hard to guarantee that the crew leader is going through the same checklist of items with every new hire, uncovering all your policies and procedures and processes. And without that plan, stuff's getting missed, and it could be something big, and you just can't ensure that that program's working. And I'm going to show you kind of how to automate that as well and try to build that consistent message. And then lastly, providing the opportunity to learn new skills is it's everyone is just busy. So to have these actual skills clinics to build and teach these new skills is also a big barrier and time opportunity there. And I was speaking to one contractor that they actually have a really cool program where they have these skills clinics on a Saturday, and they pick a topic and say that the topic this week is cut saw, and everyone comes in, there's coffee and donuts, and they go through on a Saturday. They spend an hour learning all about cut saws. They have a stone set up. Everyone can cut. Everyone learns all the PPE. And by the time you leave the skills clinic, you have the skills you need to operate a stone saw. So that's just one thing I want to share, is maybe set up these skills clinics and provide the opportunity to learn those new skills. So by not having these programs in place, it's just asking yourself, are you really maximizing your employees' potential there? And you want to really empower your employees through continuous learning and skills development. That's where those personalized career paths really come into play. And you can use the career paths to also align with future skills gaps you might have. So, you know, if, hey, we want to grow our enhancements or our design build division next year by 20%. And to do that, we're going to need these skills. If you have maintenance workers that might want to move over to the enhancement side of things, you could put them on that focused career path where it's going to benefit both parties. The employee is going to learn new skills around design and build, and then the company is going to start filling those future skill gaps. So you can align those career paths with future skills needs and really create kind of that winning formula that's really going to just benefit everybody. And feedback and performance tracking is really important. And in our recent survey, it was valued kind of neutral, if not lower. And I think it's partly because the time it takes to roll out a feedback and performance review program. And the traditional way you think of where there's a sentence and you got to write a paragraph and a sentence and you write a paragraph. And by the time you finish, you end up with a small novel about the employee and nobody has time to get those done. So they become a lower priority. So if you can kind of speed that up and automate that feedback and performance tracking, you're going to start identifying weak areas. Employees are going to get more constant feedback. And that's a big ask that a lot of employees want in their current roles is feedback from managers. They want you to know that they're doing a good job. And they also want to know where weak areas are and where they can really improve on. So there's tips and tricks we can do to automate all this. And lastly, offering apprenticeships. So this has been a big focus for us on the Greenia side. And I know it's really important for Mark on the LMN side is apprenticeships are full of benefits. You can get funding, there's government grants, there's payroll support, there's tax credits. And then you're getting people that are learning these industry specific skills and they're becoming certified landscapers or horticulturists. And they're becoming these extremely loyal employees are returning year after year. After that winter break, they tend to come back in the spring ready to continue their apprenticeship. So it's become this really incredible tool that I'm just anybody that'll listen, I say, hey, make sure you look into apprenticeships and try to get a few lifted up off the ground there. And then obviously automation frees up time for employees to focus on higher level tasks. So if your crew leaders can knock down their onboarding time they spent training and investing in on a new hire, if they can cut that by 50%, that gives them more time to execute on their job, getting their crews more efficient and getting those tickets done. So there is a lot of benefit to really automating those skills there. So that's what Greenius is. Greenius is training automated. We're leveraging technology to enhance productivity and skills development. So we're kind of, I've been telling contractors, we're the in-house trainer you've been meaning to hire, or that health and safety person that's going to teach the employees on all the known hazards related to their job. And we're going to make sure we're OSHA compliant. We're going to make sure we have all our documentation in place. And if there's ever an audit, we need to get quick access to these records to prove those training histories. And that's what we do at Greenius. And we automate it and we streamline it and we make it fast. We make it easy for everyone to get what they need and get those new skills developed and really at the end improve productivity. So with Greenius, you can add your team in seconds. So we do connect with LMN as an example. If you connect LMN with your Greenius account, as you add your employees in LMN, they'll sync right over to Greenius. We got a pending employee folder, and then you can quickly assign their division, their training, and you can get them up and running in seconds. Secondly, we have a bulk upload feature. So if you have a payroll tool or you have a HR platform that allows you to export an employee list. Sorry, just one second. If they allow you to export an employee list, you can take that list, come over to Greenius, just do a mass import and get those employees in there in seconds as well. So super easy, very efficient to get all your team into Greenius. And then you just assign the training and you break it down by division. So if you have your maintenance, you can pre-set up all the required training for a maintenance employee. So a new hire on maintenance might have a blower, a trimmer, an edger, a truck and trailer, engines and fuel basics, personal safety, maybe some regulatory stuff such as your HAZCOM with GHS. It could have everything you need to get that employee lifted off the ground, as well your regulatory training that the law states you have to do at minimum. So lots of opportunity there to kind of streamline that process. You assign the employee to the training, automatically it sends out their training notification. So hey, you've been assigned Greenius. Here's your training ID. Here's the courses assigned. Click this link to get started. The employee clicks that link and they start doing their training online from any computer with internet access. Sorry, I'm at the tail end of a cold. It's had me for weeks. I'm almost there, but talking a lot makes me cough a bit. So I will have to pause here and there. So once the employee logs on, they can log on to any computer with internet access. So terminals in the shop, we have group training, local libraries from their cell phones at their favorite coffee shops, tons of ways to get access to that training. And we're going to teach them all about the operation, fueling, starting, stopping the equipment, basic operation, the PPE required for using that equipment, the hazards. We're going to teach them about that, personal hazards, the bystander hazards, the property hazards, just everything they need to operate that equipment safely. So, and this is all happening online. So while this training is happening, your crew leaders can be doing other stuff. And then when the employee finishes that online part, there is an in-field checklist where the employee now actually has to pick up the equipment and demonstrate. So the crew leader would use a Greenius app to execute on that training and check off what's being done. So it becomes this really kind of online meets real world tool. So you learn the knowledge, now you have to demonstrate it, then we're going to sign off on it. So we're the first to admit you can't watch a course online and be an expert, especially on a skid steer. It's going to take time and the equipment. So what we give the crew leaders is that standardized checklist to make sure that the employee is getting the training. And then that checklist signed on the phone, we store it digitally. And all this is happening in minutes. So now you're traditional onboarding of maybe 2 weeks of training is now down to 2 or 3 days of training. And now you're just checking in to make sure they're executing on those fundamental skills you verified. And we make measuring it easy. At any point, you can open up an individual training report and see how that new hire is doing. So if you've just hired 10 new employees, without a system in place, the only way to really verify that those employees are onboarding properly is to call their crew leaders or go visit the job sites they're working and check in on them, see how they're doing, review them, and just make sure they're onboarding. So if you have 10 employees, and let's say each one of those is going to take an hour just to verify manually, there's 10 hours of that week just checking in on those new employees. Whereas with Greenius, you could open up, run a report by employee name, see what courses they completed, review their checklists, and you can also check in on a performance review. So now within 5 minutes, I can see from sitting at my desk how my new hires are doing and really streamline and automate that process. And this was, I was talking about this earlier, our performance review tool, and it's a real opportunity to take advantage of identifying weak areas and strengths, and then building a plan and an action plan to really address those. And it's an important part of building the culture. So all of our courses come with predetermined review points. So every course signed would be part of that employee's performance review. But you can customize and optimize the process, right? So all of our checklists, all of our tailgates, everything is 100% customizable. So you can really take your own processes, your own ideas, your own checklists, and put them into Greenius. And then the employees are going to be using your company process. So you've really customized and optimized the process. And you're never really done. You just want to revisit it every few months to make sure your process is as efficient as possible and everyone's having that great onboarding experience. And you can measure and report on all of this. That's where it becomes really powerful. There's no more manual paperwork or no more sheets that got to go from the crew leader to the office. It's all digital. It's all done through our app. And all of our checklists, as an example, are stored digitally in the app. So if that employee was ever injured and OSHA's in the office saying, well, what training did the employee have on that zero turn? They got hurt with a ROPS incident. You can bring up that checklist and show all the items you went through and with the ROPS, everything you went through and really show that, hey, we did our due diligence in training this employee and just have that documentation. And it's all very fast and very streamlined. So what I wanted to talk about here is we have a tool called our Greenius Course Builder. So it allows you to build your own courses in Greenius and assign them out to your employees. And we lock it down to your company. So just call out if you are building something on your own that's proprietary to your business. We don't share any custom courses with anybody else. But here it's a real opportunity to automate your processes. And as I go through here, I'm going to give you six of the most common courses we're seeing our contractors build. And I'm hopefully going to inspire some ideas on your end. And maybe you can think about what are some of the processes you could build a custom course for in Greenius and automate and save future time. So as I go through this, I'd love for you in the chat to maybe post ideas about custom courses you think would really benefit your organization. And maybe we can get a bit of a brainstorming session going on custom courses that you could build to really automate your processes or really enhance your efficiency. So I'm going to give you six ideas. You can build on them or you can come up with something totally new. So let's dig in here. So these are three really popular ones. The first one is a new hire welcome video. So here you can record a message from the CEO. You can record a message from the ops managers. You can talk about where do you park on your first day, where the washrooms are, where the first aid kits are. Show how to navigate your first morning rollout. So where do you go to meet your crew leader? What do crew leaders look like? Then at the end, you can have shout outs from the employees welcoming to the company, talking about how great it is to work here and what they can expect and what the culture is like, and build all this into a new hire welcome course. And now you can just save that in Greenius and assign it to every new hire you're going to be hiring. So as you hire somebody, you can, okay, show the new hire welcome video. They're going to know everything they need to know. They're going to know about your time card procedures. Is it the LMN app where they're checking in to get all their time done, or is it still a paper process? So you can put that all into a course. And crew leaders right now have given that speech like 100 times. So you're saving them a lot of time, and they could probably give that new hire welcome speech in their sleep. So by making it a course, it's just going to really speed up and automate the process. Second one here is you do it differently. So you might have your own specific process that you've developed that you want your employees to follow, or maybe a housekeeping item such as every Friday you want the trucks fueled and locked up in the shop in a specific spot. So you could put that into a course that, okay, on Friday I want them fueled. Here's how you use the card lock. Here's where our pressure washer is. Here's how we want them cleaned. And then here's where we want them stored. Again, make that a course, assign it to everybody, and then you can verify that everyone knows that new process. The third one is equipment videos that we don't have in Greenius. And the example I love to use here is a mulch mule. So maybe you bought a mulch mule and it came with a YouTube video on how to use it properly. Well, you can open up YouTube, click on that share button, grab that link, open up our course builder tool, paste that link in there, and now we'll build a whole course around that YouTube video. And now you can send it out to everybody that's going to be using that piece of equipment. You can measure who has watched it. You can make it part of performance reviews. Greenius will now think that that course is one of ours. So tons of opportunity to really fill gaps for courses we don't have. We have about 120 right now, but there is some gaps in areas where we are a little weak. So by having that option to really build your own, it's a huge opportunity. Snow site planning. So this one was big in the fall and end of summer, not so much right now. But what we saw contractors doing was they had a driver in the driver's seat, a passenger on their phone, and they would just drive the snow properties and talk about where to enter the property, where to pile the snow, hazards, where the curbs are, the fire hydrants. Maybe a unit had a specific concern that they're a first responder. They need to be plowed first so they can get out in an emergency, and put this all into a snow course and save it as the property address. So if it's 123 Main Street, then every shoveler and every plow operator that's going to be on that property would be assigned that course. And then it could be 3 a.m. in the middle of a blizzard with a foot of snow on the ground. They could open up their phone, put in their training ID, and look at the property and see what it looks like on a nice sunny day and know exactly what their plan of attack is with no snow. And it's just this huge opportunity that a lot of contractors really took advantage of. And then the last two, common problems and announcements, these two kind of go together. If there's a common problem where your ops managers keep getting called out, a big one for that one was turf tear from the zero turns, people quartering too much and ripping up the sod. So then the customer would complain, the ops manager would go out, have to deal with that, or the account manager schedule a team to come out and resod or reseed it. And it just ended up being a bit of a headache. So they recorded it, they showed what it actually cost to fix it, how to fix it. It was from people going too fast on zero turns and quartering, put this together in a course, and then assigned it out to everybody, and they saw a reduction in that turf tear happening. So that was one way. And then announcements is the other one. So company town halls have become so important to a company culture, and they're really important. There's big announcements, maybe benefit changes or bonus structures or a new policy. What you can do is now record those town halls and make them a course in Greenius. So then you can assign that town hall to everybody. They can watch it again. You can also test them on it, verify that they watched it. And now you know that that key information got delivered to everyone. And as well, if anybody missed the town hall, you also have that recording that people can refer back to. So it's become this really great way. And I was surprised that it became a communication tool. And I know landscapers are kind of the original remote workforce, right? You had your office and then the teams are scattered across your area. So communicating was always an issue. So people have been using this as a way to communicate information and problems. And I was really impressed by that. And it wasn't something I intended when it was built, but then I saw it made a lot of sense, and it's been leveraged ever since. So I just like to share that with everyone. So just to wrap it up here, just make sure you're maximizing employee and leveraging technology is the answer to really automating these processes, right? And you can really make it personalized, engaging, and providing those continuous learning opportunities. That's where those career paths and those growth plans and those apprenticeships come into play. We are updating our tool. I think it's coming out by the end of Q2, where we're really going to be supporting training paths and career paths and apprenticeships. So we're going to be really supporting automating those and helping to drive the growth there as well. So I just wanted to let people know that we're all in on apprenticeships this year, and we're trying to automate it as much as we can. So definitely keep an eye out for that as well. So that's everything I had right now. If you do want to know more about Greenius, I do highly recommend Tuesdays and Thursdays. We host a live webinar, and we go through how to build a 90-day onboarding program. And then we open up the software and we build that 90-day onboarding program. It's only a 1 hour. We never go over. And by the time you're finished, you'll have a really great understanding about how to maximize Greenius. So make sure you check that out. But again, next week's topic's really interesting: landscape equipment dilemma, rent, lease, or buy. And you can join Mark and Jana as they're going to go through the benefits and drawbacks of renting, leasing, and or buying equipment. So I'm actually really interested in that one. So I will be on the chat next week as well. So please check that one out if you have any questions there. So I just wanted to thank everybody for joining today. I'm going to check and see if there is any questions in the chat here. I didn't have the chat open while I was going there. I'm just going to do a quick review. I saw some ideas on custom courses. Those are awesome. Yeah, no, those are great ideas. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. So it doesn't look like there's any questions. So again, I just want to thank you all for spending some time with me today. I know your time's extremely valuable and we're hitting that insane busy season. So to share that half hour with me has been extremely grateful for your time. So I wish you a great day and I hope all is well. Thank you very much.